Yo, what's up? 10:58 a.m. Just made it under that 11 o'clock mark. Ugh. Rub my phone on the couch because I got out of bed and I came down to... And then I settled here for a second now. Anyway. I didn't feel like going back upstairs and using the thing. I think this sounds fine. I haven't heard any complaints. Hey, let me... I had a tweet yesterday. I gotta find it. Pietro. Let me see if I can find it. I got a retweet by somebody that and it blew up my Twitter yesterday. So usually it wouldn't be this difficult. It was from Pietro. I know that. And I kind of remember what it said, but... okay. We gotta be close. Oh, here it is. He said, hey, you gotta... I forgot to favorite it. Sorry, P. I just favorite. You gotta start becoming anti-prison. What crime has ceased because of it? Why do prisons who do prisons really benefit? Who gets crushed? Well, it's gotta be prison reform for sure. Prisons are all fucked up, but I mean, prison stops crime because I don't do crimes because of prison. I'd do so many crimes if there was no prison. And I think a lot more. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't everybody? Wouldn't you, if there was no prison, wouldn't you, it would change? Like, even if they were like, okay, the worst, we're closing down prisons and you get house arrest. Wouldn't you try running drugs for money? I would. Why not? I tried it when I did it. I mean, a little bit. Not running drugs. That's a very but point A to point B in a city years ago. Only did it a few times. Anyway, but I was scared of prison. I don't think I would steal from people if I was him. I don't know. I think it changed. I think there's a need for it, but the prison system is fucked up. I don't think that you should be able to be like, I think prison, you should eat like regular food. I think you shouldn't be able to be raped. I don't know how, if that's as often as they say. I think it should be a controlled environment because it's prison. They can't do anything about it. You should be able to, you should live like in a civilized situation, right? If you're going to be like civilized when you get out. I'll say that. My friend Nick Turner, I remember he had a whole bit about reforming prisons. Very funny comment, and he had a whole long bit, but the one I can't remember all of it, but I remember the one part was, don't let them work out so much. I think that's funny. That's not a bad idea, but it's also a funny observation. So that's I'm prison reform. I'm not anti-prison. But all right. Pietro's anti-prison. I'll look in if that's like a thing. If there's like a movement, I'll look into it. Ruby sent me an email. She just said, "I don't look at Twitter at all. I literally never. I think it's poo-poo." Yeah. That's true. It is. You're probably better off. I don't know how. I don't know how you do it. But I mean, I can't get off of it. I'm like constantly on it. But it is poo poo. You're not missing. Well, you're. Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know if. Maybe I can try to get off it for like. See what happens if I don't look at it for a day. Not today, though. I ain't going to do that today. Too late. I already looked at it just now. So it can't be today. Okay. Let's look at the news and then get out of here. Because it's a little late. I need some coffee. And all that shit. Let's see. Strangers buy car for 20-year-old Texas man who walks 3 miles to work every day. Well, isn't that a heartwarming story? Let's look at this. Who said the people in Texas aren't nice? Probably me. No. When Andy Mitchell spotted a young man in fast food uniform walking along the side of the road in 95-degree summer day in Rockwall, Texas, he felt compelled to pull over. He rolled down the window and offered the man, a 20-year-old man named Justin, whatever, I don't need to say his last name, a ride, not knowing how much that small gesture would impact the man's life. All right, let's get to the fucking point. Well, these two hundreds of people in the community saw this post, including offered to put a donation box inside the pizza place, cost to buy the car in less than 48 hours, raised more than $5,000. No, this is very nice. Got a 2004 Toyota Camry from the people in the community. Now this guy gets to drive to him. That's heartwarming. Why can't we have more of that going on? Judge refuses to order fix for court software that put people in jail by mistake. Where's that at? I don't want to stay out of there. See, maybe PHO's right. Jail is terrible. People get put in there by mistake because of computers. It's in California. Oh, no. Stay out of California. Everybody get out of there. They won't change the software. I'm not going to read the whole story. I think I screwed up that last one, that last nice story about the Toyota Camry for the guy who had to walk 3 miles to work by reading it. I could have just read the headline and said, hey, look at that. Let's all do that. Let's all give something to somebody. I give to the one guy. There's a homeless guy that hangs out in front of the deli on my corner. And I give him money. But he's, he's like the one guy. Because you get overwhelmed. So many guys, so many people ask for money. But if you pick one, everybody picks one guy or lady. We're in business. Czech Parliament moves to legalize firearm ownership. Well, I guess welcome to the club. Enjoy. Walgreens terminates Rite Aid merger. They were going to fucking buy up Rite Aid too? Why do they have to have all of them? Why do you have to have every drugstore? Let there be a... They bought up Duane Reade here in New York. They leave the Dwayne Reed name on it, but they say they still says like buy Walgreens underneath that, so they let you know. And then there's Walgreens. Rite Aid's like the shittiest one. CVS, whatever. I don't want to offend anybody who's a Rite Aid person. All right, well, you still keep your Rite Aid. You're not going to get a Walgreens. Newly placed Ten Commandments statue in Arkansas state capitol destroyed by car. Don't they mean? Ugh. Man, why? Sorry about that. Why did they have a Ten Commandments thing? Sorry, there's a pop-up. Let me get out of here. And Buehler man was arrested Wednesday morning after running his car into a newly placed Ten Commandments statue. He was filming on his cell phone and posting it to Facebook. Now, Reed has a history of similar behavior, destroying a Ten Commandments monument in Oklahoma. He was charged with they keep putting up Ten Commandments. This guy just goes around the country destroying Ten Commandments statues. Hey. It's interesting. I mean, it is bullshit. Why are you putting up a Ten Commandments statue when you're fucking... It's the Bible. Just leave it out of the fucking thing. It's so stupid. But then it's just like, fine, have your Ten Commandments statue, fucking hillbillies, or whoever. You know, the hillbillies are everywhere. But it's like this thing that, Bible thumping horse shit. Just like, fine, do it. Yeah, put your Bible verse in the fucking courthouse where it doesn't belong, you dummy. And we'll just leave it there. And just... it's just so fucking dumb. It's, you're not supposed... It's like... We're not all believing in the Bible. So why don't you just leave it out of the... You'd say it. Put it in your front lawn. Do whatever the fuck you want. But you shouldn't drive your car into it. Although I think it's pretty funny that he did it. If he didn't hurt anybody, doesn't sound like he hurt anybody. Guy's willing to get, I mean, you're not getting away with that. That's why I think it's funny. It's not like he's sneaking around. He's like driving his car. You're gonna get arrested. You're not getting away with that. And he's posting it to Facebook. McDonald's employee beaten up over broken ice cream machine, deputies. Now that's no good. This is in Florida, you know. But I'm not going to click into the story. This is the problem. When you go into McDonald's, they'll tell you the ice cream machine is broken when it's not, because they don't want to make the ice cream. Nobody wants to. I never worked in McDonald's. I did work at a Friendly's. I have worked in ice cream. So I know it sucks. But I didn't have, then they didn't even have soft serve. They'll tell you the machine's broken when it's not, and that's probably why the guy didn't believe it. Maybe the machine was really broken, but there's too many. I say get rid of the ice cream altogether. Just have prepackaged ice cream. Don't make them make the flurries and shit. Nobody likes to do it. It slows everything down. Have some fucking Chipwiches or whatever the fuck, Choco Tacos. If you're at McDonald's, you'll eat anything. You want some ice cream, you'll eat fucking anything. Leave that to Dairy Queen. That's my suggestion. Because it's frustrating. I understand. Person goes in there, man. You want McFlurry. Ice cream machine's broken. You lying motherfucker. Make me goddamn McFlurry. Now that guy behind the counter ain't gonna move an inch. What else can you do except physically attack? Oh, we are strange. People are fucking weird. We go all the way from buying this man a car who needs to get to work every day to beating up a McDonald's employee because the ice cream machine's broken. Well, let's just do this one last story. Lost dogs return home after owners cook sausages near where they went missing. Now you're going to open that up. That's just a nice headline. Let's just leave it there. And that's it for today. Thank you all for listening and for emailing, tweeting, and everything. At Chris Laker on Twitter, chris@chrislaker.com is my email, of course. And always like to hear from everybody. All right, that's it. See you tomorrow. We love you.